Representative Mark Green reveals Alejandro Mayorkas impeachment charges. By Neil Monroe on April 19, 2023. Border Chief Alejandro Mayorkas should be impeached for refusing to enforce Congress border laws, said Representative Mark Green, RTN, the GOP chairman of the House Homeland Security Committee. Green laid out the charges during a morning hearing on April 19. As Democrats defended Mayorkas with a fog of praise and pleas for more migration into the jobs and homes needed by Americans. Mr. Secretary, you took an oath where you swore to support and defend the Constitution of the United States against all enemies, foreign and domestic, and to faithfully discharge the duties of the office. Your job is to protect the homeland. And one of those obvious duties is to secure the United States' sovereign borders and to implement the laws duly passed by Congress. However, you have not secured our borders, Mr. Secretary, and I believe you have done so intentionally. There is no other explanation for the systematic dismantling and transformation of our border into a lawless and dangerous open border. You've asserted in the past that it's an issue of resources. But the numbers show a very different story. In just the 2 years of your tenure, more people have crossed our southern border into the United States than in the previous 12 years of two administrations combined. Watch, Representative Green lays out impeachment charges against Mayorkas. Green's statement was strong, and it was matched by comments from other GOP legislators, such as Representative August Pfluger, RTX, who showcased the roadway deaths caused by Mayorkas's support for illegal migration. But the GOP legislators downplayed issues that might help win critical support from the swing voters who have the power to shape Democrats' votes. These issues include the massive economic pain inflicted on Americans by Mayorkas's decision to import at least 4 million illegals who are willing to work for wages far below the level needed by American families. Many GOP legislators are reluctant to mention the vote-shifting pocketbook damage of migration because of quiet pressure from their district and national donors. Other GOP legislators spotlighted the death toll from cartel-delivered fentanyl drugs but failed to ask Mayorkas why he does not use his economic clout at the border to pressure Mexico to curb drug smuggling. Also, GOP legislators largely ignored the massive death toll of migrants on Mayorkas's illegal migration, especially the many thousands of dead migrants in the Panama jungles. So far, GOP legislators have not used the issue to shame Mayorkas and his Democratic allies. Moreover, many GOP members made 5-minute speeches that had little or no link to the legal process of impeachment. That failure of solidarity undermines the GOP's ability to push its message past the pro-Mayorkas national media.